You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I am Allison Sutter from MLB.com, here with Ken Gernick, who covers the Dodgers for MLB.com, and we're going to do a little winter meetings preview. And Ken, when we are talking about the Dodgers, of course, we have to start with Zach Greinke. It's the only place to start, so everyone is sort of waiting to hear what happens with him. And it sounds like it could be down to the Dodgers or the Giants, which is very interesting, and that a decision could be made any time. So what are you hearing, and how do you feel, like, how do you see the Dodgers sort of feeling about this whole thing and their chances to re-sign him?
Well, you know, it's all up to Greinke, really. So it really, a lot of people kind of mistake in free agency is if the team is in control, but the player is in control. And so the only person who really knows what the chances are of each team signing a guy is the guy. And Greinke, more than most players, keeps it close to the vest. So I think the media and the teams are pretty much in the dark, and he'll make his decision, and then the teams will have to react. You know, and from the Dodgers' viewpoint, it's a huge swing. You know, it's a double swing. Not only do they lose a guy if he signs with the Giants, but the guy goes to their arch rival. And vice versa, if the Dodgers are able to keep him, then their rotation is pretty well set. And then the Giants are still looking for that second ace to go with Madison Bumgarner. So it's a huge swing, and it's all in the hands of Zach Greinke.
Yeah, and just based on, and this is solely based on things that Zach Greinke has said, and things that he's indicated over time. I mean, if there's anybody that really doesn't have, like, an emotional attachment to anything professionally, it's probably him. And I say that, you know, with some admiration. But the Dodgers have to feel like they don't really have an advantage, whereas other teams, sometimes when they have, you know, their own guy and he goes, you know, he's a free agent, but they still feel pretty good that they might be able to retain him. I would think that the Dodgers are probably thinking, you know, they're just one of the teams that he's considering, and there's really not a whole lot of, you know, like hometown loyalty or just that kind of emotional feeling, because he doesn't seem to really have it.
No, I think if the Dodgers, you know, realistically have any advantage, it's that they're the richest team in the game right now. So, right, you know, they could outspend anybody. That's their advantage, not only with Greinke, but for any free agent. But aside from that, you're right. You know, Greinke hasn't really shown an emotional loyalty to previous teams. You know, he signed with the Dodgers because they made him the biggest offer. And my guess is he'll, you know, whoever he signs with will be because they made the best offer.
So let's move on a little bit. I mean, there's other business that needs to go on at the winter meetings. Just maybe the top two things that maybe the Dodgers might be concentrating on. I mean, they have some tweaks here and there. I mean, maybe Yasiel Puig's fate. I mean, what would you say is something that they might be concentrating on as we go to the winter meeting?
Well, they need a second baseman. They don't have one. They probably need a starter, even if they sign Greinke, and for sure they need one, if not two, without him. And they're looking for a setup relief, because the moves they made last year trying to fix the setup relief really didn't conclusively solve anything. So those are their main issues. You know, they made some wild trades last year at the winter meetings. They pretty much hijacked the whole meeting, making a flurry of trades. I don't know that they'll be that busy this year, but it wouldn't surprise me. They do like to make moves. So they don't have a lot of real attractive pieces to trade, however. You know, and you mentioned Puig. He's one, you know, which is risky both ways, both trading him and keeping him, because he's been such a divisive player. You know, another intriguing ship that they have would be closer Kenley Jansen. Of course, nobody's really looking. If you're a competitive team, you don't really want to trade your closer, but he is going into his final year. So you would think you either sign him long-term or you would be open to take offers if you felt you could get kind of a king's ransom and fill a couple holes with him. So, you know, that's something they may think about, and they may not wind up moving any of these guys. But they do have holes to fill. So if they can't do it through free agency, and they showed last winter that they're willing to make some unusual trades, it wouldn't surprise me if they come up with that again.
Right, and it's a good reminder to all of us, especially you know, the fans, that the winter meetings are, there's no deadline, and winter meetings can come and go, and teams can still continue through the offseason making deals and discussing things with other teams, and they don't have to do everything next week in Nashville. There will be somebody who is in Nashville. I'm assuming that Dave Roberts will be there, and he will probably get a lot of attention. So we have not talked since he was hired as manager, and regardless of how curmudgeon-y people can be maybe in this game, I don't know that there's anybody that was not happy for Dave Roberts being one of the most well-liked people when he was playing, and it certainly has gone on post-playing career. So just what was the feeling around like the press conference when he was introduced, and how was he received?
Well, every introductory press conference, you know, a guy is, you know, he's the conquering hero, you know, and he's, it's a coronation, and it was for Dave, too. You know, I think the one thing with Dave, you know, and those of us that have covered him for a long time know that personality rubs off, and it came across in his first interview, which made him the favorite, when I don't think anybody even in the organization was expecting that. So he does have that kind of dynamic personality that rubs off on people. He's very upbeat, energetic, enthusiastic, and he won them over. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because he doesn't really have a strong link to the front office. He does have a link, though, through Josh Burns, and a lot of people hired by the Dodgers are linked to Josh Burns. But he doesn't have the link to Farhan Zaidi, the general manager, or Andrew Friedman, the president of baseball operations. And it does seem that this front office, maybe more than most, is very assertive in the way it wants to be involved in the operation of the team on the field. Now, it made it clear that Roberts is control of the players in the clubhouse, and it's his job to motivate them and get them to play well. But I think there's going to be a lot of input from the front office in the way of analytics and suggestions, or however you want to put it, as far as who to play and when to play and how the matchups go. And I think that's just the way that they define the role of manager. The old days of turning over your 25-man roster to the manager and the front office just sits up in the box and watches, that's not how this team is run. This front office is extremely involved on a day-to-day and hour-to-hour and minute-to-minute basis with what goes on that team. And I don't see that changing. If anything, it'll probably increase with Dave Roberts versus Don Mattingly in previous years.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that in an interview process, and I, of course, am around the Astros, and that describes them perfectly also, is how involved they are. So really, in a managerial interview, they really have to know, like, how are you going to feel about us being as involved as we are going to be? It's really not a choice anymore. So I guess a candidate has to be honest. At the same time, he knows what he's getting himself into. He has to accept that this is sort of the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I think what the candidate has to do is, when he says, I want this help and support from the front office, I want this statistics and analytics, he doesn't just need to say it. He actually has to believe it. I mean, he has to believe that I got my hands full just running this clubhouse and keeping these players from killing each other, you know, and turning on me and whatever, and I need to get them focused toward playing real hard and not making mistakes. And I need the front office to give me all that information and the statistics and to kind of lay out which matchups I should be looking to make late in the game, instead of just going with my gut and all my years of experience. That's the way managing used to be. It's not the way it's going to be with the Dodgers. And as you said, they're not alone. There's a lot of front offices that are getting very active and assertive and hands-on in the running of the team and the game, and that's the way it's going to be. So I think I'm sure that they heard that from Dave Roberts, that he welcomes that's what he told us, and I'm sure that's what he told them, that he welcomes the input and the information and the suggestions, and, you know, you can call them suggestions or orders or whatever you want to call it. But I think Nowadays, the manager has enough to do with dealing with the media and keeping the players focused, and he's letting all the computers and the numbers people provide him with the information to help him run the game quickly and easily.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like slip the lineup under the door, and you better be using the lineup we give you. So that's the era we're in, and hey, maybe it'll work. So, Ken, thanks very much. We'll catch up with you in Nashville next week. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.